It is currently 41 minutes past the hour of 10 right here on the Brunch Time Show. Now, the University of Johannesburg, under the leadership of the Vice-Chancellor, Professor Letlhoko Mphedi, has entered into an exciting new three-year partnership with Ghana's Water Resources Commission. Now, the agreement aims to strengthen collaboration through joint research as well as student and staff exchanges with a strong focus on innovation in water management and sustainability. Now, by bringing together experts from both the sciences and the built environment, rather, this partnership is said to drive impactful solutions for some of the most pressing water challenges facing the African continent today. Now, we are joined in studio by our Vice Chancellor, Professor Letlhoko Mphedi, and we are joined in studio by His Royal Majesty Dasebere Qwebu Ehusi VII, Paramount Chief of the Abiadze Traditional Kingdom in central Ghana. This is the Chairman of the Water Resources Commission in Ghana. Thank you, everyone, for joining us in studio today. Now, I am going to start with Your Royal Majesty. What does this collaboration mean to you and the Water Resources Commission?
Yeah, thank you so much. In fact, I see this collaboration as something that will change lives in Ghana. Mm-hmm. Because we've been saying water is life. Now we are saying safe water is life. Because if you don't have good water to drink, how mm-hmm. can you survive? Mm-hmm. So I am happy today that I've come to sign this collaboration for it to help us. We've been thinking of all this in a couple of years before I became the chairman for the Water Resources Commission. Mm-hmm. So when I got that position, I said, well, I have two strong people here in UJ, you know, Joburg, vice and then, you know, deputy vice or whatever. Yeah, they are here. They are my chiefs.
Yeah.
Chancellor, they are my chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are development chiefs in Ghana.
Yeah.
So if I have these two strong people here, why should I sit down for our people to suffer?
Yeah.
We know they can do whatever they have to do to help us get proper partnerships so that our water system will be okay. So we just spoke. I said, look, this is what I want you guys to do. They say, oh, that's very ready to grow. We would have been here a couple of months ago. We couldn't. And now it has happened today. I know it's going to give a lot of, you know, support to my country.
And that's what I actually want to find out, the importance of this partnership in Ghana. What is Ghana expected to get out of it?
Yes, what they are expecting, you see, they're going to give us some training to our staff, you know. You see, sometimes there are a whole lot of things that we will not be able to do with this support from outside. Train our people, let them know what they have to do, and everything that they have on table will be given to us so that we can also make proper impact with it.
Okay, so what exactly is the long-term vision of this project?
Yeah, the long-term vision of this project for now is to make sure that, or to ensure that we are improving our water system in the country.
All right, that's absolutely beautiful. Now, Prof, yep. I do want to welcome in studio yet again.
Oh, thank you.
How will this partnership actually support water resources management in Ghana from your perspective?
Yeah, good morning to you and the UJFM 95.4 listeners. Firstly, let me greet and welcome my king, Dasebere, your royal majesty. It's always great to welcome you at the great University of Johannesburg and in Johannesburg in South Africa. This is exciting. As you know very well, the UJ community and the listeners of UJ FM will know, UJ is a university that is passionate about societal impact, at not only at UJ in South Africa, but throughout the continent. This project is extremely important for us, you know, to partner with our brothers and sisters on the continent, and in this case in Ghana, through research, working closely with our experts, you know, under the leadership of our executive deans at the faculties of science. In studio here, we've got Professor Anna Mutiti and also colleagues at the Faculty of Engineering and the Built Environment. In studio here, we've got the Vice Dean for Global Engagement, Professor Sithole. So we'll be bringing our expertise to bear here, partnering with our colleagues in Ghana to bring all the latest know-how to work together and learning together and ensuring, and I learned something today from my king, safe water is life. We say in Setswana, metsi ke botshelo. So water is life, and seeing what we can learn working together to make sure that, you know, we make sure that sustainable development goals are a reality. So this is exciting.
That it is actually quite an exciting journey that we are about to embark on. Now, I'm going to move on to Professor Sithole, right? What are the activities we can expect from this collaboration?
Thank you so much for us being in the studio this morning. I think I'm excited about the MOU signing with Ghana, because I know that one of the challenges that Ghana has is the illegal mining, of which as a result, it results in contaminated water, which is called acid mine drainage. I think we have started with the conversations in terms of if the University of Johannesburg can, you know, assist in providing solutions. So in the Faculty of Engineering and the Built Environment, that's the type of research that we do, the research that assists communities. And we believe that the African problems that we are having, they need African solutions. So in terms of the what we are looking forward in terms of this MOU signing, I think we are looking forward to having Ghanaians, especially those who have expertise in academia, to come and give guest lectures to whether our students or guest lectures in Fourth Industrial Revolution or sustainable development goals. We are also looking forward to having joint workshops and seminars and faculty exchange programs, and most importantly, to share networks, the networks that they have in Ghana and also the networks that we have at the Great University of Johannesburg will really help us in terms of bringing solutions to whether in Ghana or in South Africa. Because one thing that we have noticed as the faculty is that our problems that we are having, you know, they are quite similar, and we can assist each other in terms of finding solutions for those problems. And other things that we are looking forward to is joint research project, co-authoring of research of research papers. What do I mean by that? Most of the people, they think that when you do research, you are bound to, you know, have some articles which are going to be published, you know. And also we are looking forward to sharing laboratory facilities as well as the faculty, and applying for joint grants or bilateral grants as well. And lastly, we are looking forward to Ghanaian students to register for our short learning programs within our faculty. So we are really looking forward to, you know, we have started with the, I think we with the collaborations. So this MOU is just to rubber stamp, to really push forward to getting those solutions. Thank you so much.
That's absolutely beautiful. Now we're going to go on a young break, and when we come back, we're going to finish off this beautiful conversation that we are having. This is still Brunch, and it is currently 52 minutes past the hour of 10, and I am still your host, KDG. We are still talking about the MOA, that the agreement that is being signed in the project that we are moving with as the University of Johannesburg. Now, I'm going to be asking Professor Anna Moditi, the faculty, who is from the Faculty of Science, right? The question that I want to ask is, what are the activities we can expect from this collaboration?
Thank you very much for the question. So we're very excited for this MOU, and we're looking forward to taking forward the activities that are in the MOU. So from the Faculty of Science actually has got very strong water research expertise, specifically in nanotechnology and membrane technology. So with this expertise, we can help Ghana Water Commission improve water treatment processes and overall quality. So basically, the collaboration will address specifically water scarcity issues. We have water scarcity issues both in South Africa, actually, and in Ghana as well. So one of the activities will be research, specifically in the area of nanotechnology in water.
That's absolutely beautiful. Now back to your Royal Majesty. I want to ask, what advice would you give to young Africans who want to be part of solving water and sustainability challenges?
Yeah, thank you so much. I think what we have to do is, you see, like I said from the onset, safe water is life.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever is dealing with water, make sure that you do the right thing. If you don't have the idea to do the right thing, I mean, reach out to people. I know UJ have the men to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we are here. So from Ghana's perspective, we are ready to rule, and I know they're also ready to rule. Maybe next year by this time, we'll just come to your studio and then tell you what we've done, and then you will laugh. We are all praying to that.
That's absolutely beautiful, because I did want to ask the question, in a few years, what real change would you like to see from this?
From this is where we're going to say we need improvement, like Madam said. From the, you see, if you don't get expertise to work on water, to get the right water to drink, it becomes an issue.
Mm.
So next year by this time, we don't expect to keep hearing that we are taking, you know, on safe water or stuff like that.
Absolutely.
So if they work, or we work well for it to happen, as I know it's going to happen, next year by this time, we'll tell you that we are now taking safe water aside what we've been taking before.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's a lot of changes that we are currently embarking on, and I will hold you to that, so that when you come back here, I will ask, did we manage?
Well, it's the team what we've been able to do, yeah.
All right, I mean, this is the great University of Johannesburg. Obviously, we're going to get it done. We're going to get it done.
I know.
That was the chief himself, Desebre Kwebu Ewusi VII, sharing insights on the newly signed 3-year partnership between the University of Johannesburg and Ghana's Water Resources Commission, a collaboration set to advance research, innovation, and knowledge exchange in water and sustainability. It's a partnership that not only strengthens ties between South Africa and Ghana, but also highlights the power of collaboration in addressing some of Africa's most pressing environmental changes. So stay tuned for more. This was Brunch, and we thank you everyone for coming in studio and sharing this with us. We're going to go on an ad break, and when you come back, it's all fun and games here on Brunch. Keep it locked in.